Some fans of Olivia Rodrigo complain about her not being family-friendly during the Guts Tour.
We saw a lot of moms with their kids. And I remember thinking to myself when I saw all these kids, I'm like, I don't know if this is like the best concert for them.
This dad is going viral for burning Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
You're looking at $3,500 concert tickets.
Just because Olivia Rodrigo used to be on a children's show several years ago doesn't mean that she should have to cater to a child audience for her whole life.
Look, disgusting. Lou, like that, what is this?
Controversial opinion coming your way. Not all concerts are made for your 9-year-old, and that's okay.
People are freaking the hell out over Olivia Rodrigo and her latest music and concert moves, outfits, people deeming her as inappropriate, as a
danger to the children,
when in reality, why is your kid listening to her? Also, why are people expecting her to stay young and innocent forever? It makes no sense. I'm already over this video.
Hello everybody, it is me, Salem, and welcome back to my channel. How are you guys doing? I feel like I'm giving like Disney princess vibes today. You know how Disney princesses have like their theme? Like Mulan is a warrior and Elsa is depression. I would be the princess of Wingstop, specifically the hot honey rub flavor. I have this Ben 10 Fitbit on because I always forget what time it is. But you know what time it is right now? It's time for us to have a sit down talk. Yes, with you. You're in trouble. I've called you into the principal's office today because we need to talk about something very serious. Why is my forehead so shiny? Anyways, recently Olivia Rodrigo has just been all around social media lately, and not for the reasons that you think, not because she has amazing music, not because she be giving us a wobbly shiver me timber knees. It's giving camp rock. Who says I can't wear my Converse? She has actually been in the media recently for other reasons.
Fans of Olivia Rodrigo complain about her not being family friendly during the Guts Tour.
Olivia Rodrigo has released a shot glass to celebrate her 21st birthday.
Promoting drinking to a primarily underage audience? I stan her, but this isn't okay.
This dad is going viral for burning Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
Kids, teens, comes a point in life that you gotta take a stand. Take a stand for your values. You're looking at $3,500 concert tickets to a concert that wants to control me, wants to tell you and I what to put in our bodies.
It's actually crazy to me that we are still having this discourse in 2024, where for some reason, celebrities, specifically young women who come from places like Nickelodeon or Disney, are not allowed to grow up and have their own bodily autonomy. There's also a deeper conversation around Olivia Rodrigo that is happening right now that has bothered me for such a long time, which is parents getting mad at celebrities for not raising their kids.
And for some reason, the main villains and scapegoats of this happening time and time again tends to be young women in the music industry. They're expected to stay innocent forever. They're expected to stay calm and obedient forever. And as soon as they step out of the mold of what people want them to be, all hell breaks loose and people be burning their tickets.
And I'm here to hopefully put a stop to it. And just like that, I myself am going to solve all of the music industry's problems. Oh my God. No need to thank me. So grab some popcorn, grab a drink, get snuggled up, and let's get into today's video. But before we get into the world of Olivia Rodrigo and the boomer parents that are mad at her, here's a word from our sponsors. Thank you to Raycon and Shopify for sponsoring a good cause, which is my wallet. So for those of you guys who don't know, I have been on a fitness journey. I literally went to the gym this morning. I got my cute outfit on, I got my water bottle, but the most important thing I had to bring with me was music. With my Raycons, of course. Raycons offer amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons optimized gel tips are literally designed to fit comfortably in your ears to actually stay there. And if you're like me and you go hard at the gym, regular earbuds tend to fall out every now and then. So the fact that Raycon will just sit there all pretty really helps your girl out. My favorite features on my Raycons is definitely the noise isolation because first of all, gym music sucks. I'd rather listen to my own. I really enjoy Raycon and you will too. So go to buyraycon.com/salemtovar today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping, which everyone loves. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/salemtovar. buyraycon.com/salemtovar.
Let's get some matching Raycons, bestie.
I absolutely love when people have their own businesses, especially their own online businesses, because I love shopping at them. And I'm sure as a business owner, you also want it to be easy for you to sell things. That is where Shopify comes in. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online business stage, all the way to the, did we just hit like $1 million stage? Whatever you're selling, Shopify can help you. Not only that, but Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. I love the fact that Shopify has literally every tool at your disposal to really make your business reach the next level. So what are you waiting for? You can sign up today for only $1. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Salem Tovar. Go to shopify.com/Salem Tovar now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That is shopify.com/Salem Tovar. Part one. The meteoric rise of Olivia Rodrigo and
the Disney Good Girl Curse.
For those of you who don't know who Olivia Rodrigo is, first of all, where have you been?
Olivia Rodriguez, the little Mexican girl that be crying. 0 out of 10.
If that name seems familiar, it's probably because you have seen or heard of her at one point these past few years, because she has literally launched into extreme stardom. Olivia Rodrigo was born in California, and she actually first started her career as an actress, which then helped her land a role in Disney's show Bizardvark, which, if you guys didn't know this, Jake Paul was in it. Anyways, and then she starred in High School Musical, The Musical, The Series. And pretty soon she came out with one of her first breakthrough songs, which was Driver's License. And with Driver's License, Rodrigo became the youngest solo artist ever to debut atop the Billboard Hot 100 and even broke a Spotify record. So many people just assumed that she was going to be a one-hit wonder. But no, sis kept feeding the children with Deja Vu, Good For You, Brutal, Jealousy, and so much more. Breaking all of these records, as well as getting sued immediately by Taylor Swift and Paramore. But despite all of that, she still got Variety Songwriter of the Year award. Period. And pretty soon, she announced that she was going on a tour. And these clips have been going viral because of the dance moves.
Or should I say, lack thereof.
Anyway,
as well as her changing the lyrics to a lot of songs.
I can't play it because I'll get copyrighted, but basically in her song All American, she changed the lyrics from All American Lips to All American Titties. And this triggered a lot of parents, even though her music has never been and never will be for kids.
Sometimes I try to tone it down. Like, there were a few songs in the album where I was swearing all over them and I kind of had to like pare it back. Like, I can get them back. It's like, because I miss the way he kisses and the way he made me laugh. And originally it was, because I miss the way he kisses and the way he grabbed my ass. And I was like, My mom listens to this.
And a lot of other clips are going viral for just parents thinking that the entire thing is inappropriate and that they regret bringing their kids to see her live.
Even though, again, she has never claimed that her music is for kids. People only assume that it is because she has a Disney background.
Welcome to the first night of the Goods.
It's harmful, dangerous, gross, disgusting, and should never be promoted.
Whenever a Disney girly grows up, people get uncomfortable about it and then complain about it online, and Olivia Rodrigo has not escaped this Disney curse that literally follows every Disney girly. Britney Spears, Miley Cyrus, we know this all too well. Parents online have been complaining about her outfits, her performance style, her merch, such as her promoting a shot glass to celebrate her 21st birthday, sparking debates online whether or not it's the singer's responsibility to cater to a young fan base, even though she's an adult. Parents have been complaining so much that it's made its way onto Reddit. Yes, on the r/AmITheA-hole, a parent made a post about, am I the a-hole for making my daughter and her friends leave an Olivia Rodrigo concert early? Hi everyone, I, male 32, took my daughter 11F and two of her friends to the opening day of Olivia Rodrigo's Guts concert. I made the mistake of assuming that Olivia Rodrigo was a child's singer since she grew up as a Disney star. In her album, Sour, being relatively child-friendly. Her album is not child-friendly whatsoever, but anyways. I assumed that the Olivia Rodrigo tour would be similar to the Taylor tour. Real. However, it was very sexual, with Olivia wearing very revealing outfits and gestures such as grabbing her chest multiple times throughout the tour, humping the air, and a lot of lyrics that are sexual in nature. I decided it was best for us to leave because this was not a place for kids. I felt terrible exposing my daughter and her friends to a softcore strip club, basically.
Oh, I didn't know that we were inviting clowns.
Is this the new norm for concerts and musicians? Am I the a-hole? Yes. You should have done your homework. And this person is absolutely right. These young female celebrities that are associated with Disney or Nickelodeon are expected to never grow up and stay innocent forever, and to just act and live and just exist in a way that is approved by society at all times. And whenever they even start to hint at the fact that they're thinking of stepping outside of the Disney PR-friendly box,
society villainizes them like crazy.
Cyrus donned tight shorts, a tank top, and boots. And at one point, she straddled the pole while singing. Disney Channel won't be commenting on that performance. Although parents can rest assured that all content presented on the Disney Channel is age appropriate for our audience.
What I would say to Brittany, if I saw her on the street, I'd probably tell her, think about those 12-year-olds that listen to your music, and think about the 12-year-olds who saw you on the VMAs, and think what they're thinking. They probably are thinking that it's okay to dress like that.
Let's just call it what it is. It is just sexism in the music industry. Because even when these young female artists don't try to be quote-unquote inappropriate, they still get sexualized. I mean, I look at Britney Spears in her early career, when she would literally do nothing in an interview, and then they would talk inappropriately about her chest, while her counterpart, Justin Timberlake,
was being praised or playing the bad boy flirty stereotype. This is because giving into the stereotype is encouraged with young men in the music industry as a way of owning their own bodily autonomy. When young women reclaim their power or their bodily autonomy, they're considered, oh, they're going crazy, or they're just too inappropriate. There is a discomfort when women start embracing their autonomy and start embracing the fact that they're getting older. And because there is this insane pressure for young women in the music industry to stay young and innocent forever, they often go into the opposite direction when they want to have that narrative stop following them.
And this is definitely something that Miley Cyrus did. She was brutally attacked by the media, like, all the time. And what people didn't realize is that she wanted out of that Disney contract that was trying to make her be young forever, when sis was about to get married and still in that damn Hannah Montana wig. Like, let my girl free. She wants to be set free. It's because you can't stunt someone's growth like that forever. It's not natural, celebrity or not. People need to grow up and explore.
And the reason why you see this extreme change with mostly Nickelodeon and Disney girls is because the contract itself is really, really strict, and the only way out is to get Disney to end the contract, which they usually never do unless you act in a way that goes directly against the brand, which is exactly what a lot of these girls end up doing, so that they can reclaim their own autonomy, finally grow up and do their own thing and live truly to their own artistry. Obviously, sometimes it does come off as a bit cringy. It's as if she just discovered what the F word was like yesterday, but she's still extremely young. She's growing into herself and her artistry, and with time, her artistry will age like fine wine, just like Miley Cyrus did. She herself has said so many times that it was not easy growing up. Her song Used to Be Young, she sings about how she made many mistakes. She's embarrassed at some moments, but that she was just young and having fun, and for that, deserved a lot more empathy than what she got.
People say that to me all the time, that I'm not as crazy as they thought I would be, and that's just a weird thing to say to someone.
I know for a fact that a lot of these people who are criticizing these young women would not be okay with them being filmed 24/7 during their adolescent stage of figuring themselves out. We set these super high expectations for young female celebrities,
but even when they do grow up, there is still the same expectations that they have to be these perfect role models and these perfect human beings, and that they should be cautionary and consider everyone else's feelings, especially the children, even though they have already grown up and their artistry is no longer for that demographic.
These parents are so delusional that they expect these celebrities to raise their kids for them.
Part 2. Are you still watching? Good, because now we're going to be talking about how parents shouldn't be getting upset with celebrities for not catering to their kids.
I don't think people understand how entitled this type of thinking is. You are literally asking someone who has millions and millions of followers to center their entire existence around your child. And I want to be fair when I talk about this part, because I understand that as a parent, you kind of have no control over what your kid listens to or what becomes popular, so you can't necessarily protect them to vulgar lyrics, vulgar music videos, or celebrities who promote a more mature theme in their music or art. However, I think we're forgetting the key word, which is you can't control that. Literally, you just can't control what your kid watches. Eventually, they're going to learn about the real world. Introducing your kids under supervision and with healthy boundaries is the best way to go about it. But for some reason, a lot of these parents kind of go about it as,
Cardi B shouldn't be making that type of music. My kids are listening.
Be so for real right now. I will never forget when Ben Shapiro was like, I cannot believe Cardi B would make this type of music when children listen to her music, and this is wildly inappropriate.
Why is your kid listening to Cardi B in the first place?
It is not the responsibility of celebrities to have your child in mind with everything that they create, because that is not their audience. And if your kid just so happens to come across that type of music, that's when, you know, parenting comes in, and you can set boundaries with your kid about whether you think it's healthy or not for them to listen to that music at that certain age that they're listening it to, that they're listening to it at. I don't know how to word it. And if your kid's like, who cares, I'm gonna listen to it anyways, pues, ni modo. Honestly, that's when strong parenting comes in.
The biggest reason why these parents are afraid that their kids are listening to these types of artists is, one, they're being exposed to themes that they are not yet mature enough to understand, or second, that they are going to end up like that celebrity. But honestly, that's why it's so important to teach kids and some adults the difference of
being a fan of someone and then viewing someone as a role model. Like, your child should be looking up to, I don't know, Greta Thunberg, not Logan Paul. You know what I mean? I actually do agree to a certain extent that things have gotten a lot more vulgar, but it's not necessarily the artistry that these musicians are involving themselves in, but it's mostly because there is no preteen celebrities anymore, or just young celebrities who make music for kids like they used to. Like, we used to have like teeny bopper pop stars and stuff, and that just doesn't exist anymore because society has completely killed them by labeling them as cringe. One of the victims of that was JoJo Siwa. First of all, what is going on with her, by the way, right now? Why does she literally look like that one uncle at a cookout that would ask you wildly inappropriate questions? But she was literally brutally criticized for always having that damn bow on, always having that ponytail, this and that. But she was making music for younger kids, and we don't see that happening anymore. Society has kind of erased that subsection of music. And I know I'm not the only person who has talked about it, but the fact that the preteen just doesn't exist anymore is very telling as to why so many kids just kind of skip listening to cringy boy bands or whatever and go straight to listening to more adult-based audiences like Olivia Rodrigo, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, etc. These kids kind of just get warped into what's popular nowadays, which is those artists that aren't intentionally trying to aim their art at that age, but it just kind of gets picked up. Now, whether you want to personally have your kid listen to Olivia Rodrigo or these other artists out here who are popular nowadays, that is your boundary to put with your kid. However, it is also your responsibility to do your research. Who are your kids listening to? What is it that's popular nowadays? Like, bro, keep up with the times.
But expecting an artist, an influencer, or celebrity to have the same exact morals, image, and message that you would approve of for your kid is just not realistic at all, or rational. Going back to the point I made earlier in the video, the difference between being a fan of someone and then viewing them as a role model. You can be a fan of Ice Spice, but if Ice Spice jumps off a cliff, are you gonna I don't know what happened to the art of thinking for ourselves and valuing our own individual bodies over a famous person's, but the fact that some of y'all probably said yes is very telling. Honestly, at the end of the day, the most important thing when it comes to any of these topics that I've been talking about is individuality. We're finally at the end. Let's talk about why. It's simply not that deep.
If Olivia Rodrigo wants to express herself in a certain way that might be deemed inappropriate to other people, that still doesn't affect me, and it shouldn't affect you either. In general, young, old, preteen, whatever, we put celebrities way too high on a pedestal.
Not understanding that, yes, they are humans at the end of the day, but they're also entertainers. They know what gets us angry. They know how to get conversation going. They know how to get the clicks and views. They know what will get the media's attention and our attention. So sometimes it really just isn't that deep. Olivia Rodrigo is in a rebranding phase of her career, and she's doing a really good job at it. And if you're getting bothered by it, you're falling into the same traps that have been in the same social media circles with the same narratives time and time again. All these supposedly shocking and inappropriate things that Olivia Rodrigo is doing is nothing new.
No one should be bothering you that much in your life to that point, okay? Like, you need to reevaluate what bothers you. I think in the majority of cases, you can definitely separate the art from the artist, unless it's certain people. I'm not gonna name any names. There are celebrities that I don't necessarily agree with when it comes to the lyric choices that they make or the stuff that they sing about, but I can still appreciate their artistry.
Especially when that artistry is clearly coming from a place of rebellion or trying to take back their own power. And honestly, if they're not hurting themselves or other people around them, there's honestly no real reason to be upset. But for some reason, when it comes to young women in the music industry, them making certain choreography choices, lyric choices, or wardrobe choices, people act as if it's the end of the world, while there are other celebrities out there who are actively being sued and exposed for things that are actually horrible. Like, bro, no one is forcing you to buy Olivia Rodrigo's shot glass. Are you gonna buy it? No? Then why are you upset about it? It gives me the same energy as when some Christians are like, Doja Cat's for the devil. She's worshiping the devil. And then it's like, okay, then why are you listening to her? Like, it's a choice to interact with these artists. People out here are just entitled in general to the point where they expect celebrities to be these perfect role models, to raise their children right, to always be on eggshells, to make sure that their kids' feelings don't get hurt. But one of the biggest things is that people feel entitled to other artists' art. But sometimes not everyone's art is for you. Young women in the music industry literally cannot do anything without it being sensationalized like crazy. And even when they do grow out of that preteen innocent era into actual womanhood, the toxic entitlement, the crazy expectations, and the sensationalization of everything that they do doesn't stop. I immediately think of Taylor Swift and how her simply being shown on screen at football games literally threw the entire world into a frenzy to the point where people were sending her threats and stuff, or saying that she single-handedly ruined football. It simply isn't that deep. It literally doesn't disrupt your personal life whatsoever, and their individuality shouldn't affect yours at all. Olivia Rodrigo isn't even doing anything bad. Parents are more scared of her as a concept than what she's actually doing. Seeing a young, successful woman with that much talent and power is terrifying to society. They're scared of the thought of what she's capable of and how that's gonna affect their kids. But I think it's time to stop the narrative around young women celebrities that they are some sort of evil gateway drug to convincing other young girls to do bad, when literally all they're doing is expressing their artistry.
Either way, creativity, experimenting with their wardrobe and their lyrics and all of that stuff shouldn't be a bad thing. I think stifling the creativity of young women in the music industry has happened for way too long, and it's so unfair. Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable and angry and threatened, or just makes you feel some sort of way, doesn't mean that they should stop doing it. It just means you should probably just stop watching. Alright guys, that is it for today's video. Thank you so much for watching. Go ahead, like and subscribe. Click the notification bell so that you're notified every time I upload. Comment down below. I would love to hear what your guys' thoughts are on this topic. If you haven't already, go ahead and follow me on Instagram. My handle is @_SalemTovar_. I also have a podcast called The Salem Tovar Podcast on Spotify, Apple Music. You can find me literally anywhere, so go ahead and give me a listen. You can follow me on TikTok if you want, @SalemTovar. And I digress with the plugs. With that being said, you guys know I always give you guys homework at the end of the video. And my homework for you guys today is to listen to some Olivia Rodrigo. But again, thank you guys so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Thank you.